AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. In Baltimore and in New York City, travel bans have been lifted. Those are just two of the many cities in the Northeast and in the South that are cleaning up from a powerful winter storm. The 26.6 inches of snow that fell in Central Park yesterday is a one-day record for New York City. Andrew Orison at the National Weather Service says there will be a slight thaw.
That's going to allow for the snow to start to melt during the day, and we're going to also see more of that melting as we go into the week ahead. But at night, we're going to see temperatures still likely getting below freezing, and so what does melt during the day is most likely going to be refreezing at night.
It will be a memorable storm for the Temple University women's gymnastics team. Coach Umi Salim Beasley and the team were stuck in their bus along the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
We just passed the time by the girls sang, they danced, they did each other's hair, we watched all the movies that we had twice.
Airports in the Washington, D.C. area are likely to remain closed today, and other airlines are starting to cut service for tomorrow, in addition to the 7,000 already canceled weekend flights. About 1:30 this morning local time, people in South Central Alaska were shaken by a 6.8 magnitude earthquake. Robert Sanders is with the U.S. Geological Survey.
On our Did You Feel It website, we have had almost 1,000 responses of people having felt this event. Most of them are located in the that Alaska Peninsula region. Most of them are from the Anchorage area, which is the heavily populated area in Alaska.
On its Facebook page, the Alaska Department of Transportation reports road damage in Kaselof on the Kenai Peninsula and a report of a gas leak and explosion at a home in Kenai. A man has been captured in China, accused of killing his teenage nephews in California. Investigators believe he was upset his wife wanted a divorce. This is AP Radio News. Today, we will find out the two teams that will play in the Super Bowl. In the AFC Championship game, the Denver Broncos host the defending Super Bowl champion, the New England Patriots. Quarterback Tom Brady says beating the Broncos on the road is not going to be easy.
You got to play 60 minutes, and you're going to be in for a tough game. And, they're going to take advantage of opportunities that they get. So we're going to have to do a good job taking care of the football because it's a huge challenge to go out there and beat them.
Later in the NFC title game in Charlotte, North Carolina, the Carolina Panthers host the Arizona Cardinals. Panthers safety Kurt Coleman is keeping it all in perspective.
The stakes of the game may be higher, but really it's just about playing football. Who's going to execute? Who's going to do their job more effectively than the other team? Who's going to be mentally disciplined to just do their job, not try to do too much? And I think that's really what this game comes down to.
The winners in today's games play in the Super Bowl near San Francisco in 2 weeks. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.